In this paragraph, Chaim talks about the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. So he has three sections. He begins by talking about the chomer, the stringency of kibud av va'im. Then he continues to talk about the schar, the reward that one receives for fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. And finally, he concludes by just saying a little bit about a detail of the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. So in describing the chomer, the stringency of kibud av va'im, he notes that kibud av va'im is hukash to kavod hamakom, that a person has to respect their parents just as they have to respect Hashem. And then he continues that that a person's not allowed to embarrass their parent, they're not allowed to be mevaza their parent, even if the parent isn't present. And he notes that the Birkei Yosef writes that a person cannot get mechila for embarrassing their parent. It just is apparently ineffective, or maybe not fully effective, but that's what he quotes in the Birkei Yosef. Continuing with the reward for kibud av va'im, so he points out that that a person receives the same degree of respect as from their children as they gave to their parents. He notes that Yosef was separated from his father for 22 years, and that was equivalent to Yaakov also separated from his parents as well. And then he writes that it's actually observable. You can see it. He tells a story that there was an individual, a learned individual, a Talmud Chacham, whose child was not from. And Rav Chaim said that he thought that the reason was because that person was not mechabed their parent, and therefore that person's child became not from. Similarly talking about the reward, the schar for kibud av va'im, he quotes a medrash which says that Rabbi Shua ben Elim had a dream where he was told that he had the same amount of schar as someone named Nanos HaKatzav. Nanos. Rabbi Shua ben Elim had the same schar as Nanos. So what was the great thing that Nanos did? So the medrash says that he had a fantastic amount of kibud av va'im. His parents couldn't stand. They weren't able to stand up. And Nanos would dress them, would feed them, and would bathe them with his own hands. And the Midrash emphasizes that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Elim had so much schar, and Nanos also had that amount of schar because he was mechabed his parents. Finally, Rav Chaim talks about that the genuine mitzvah of kibud av va'im is not just physically helping them, but it's more importantly is providing them with nachas ruach, providing them with like a pleasurable feeling that they get nachas from their children. He relates that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that even if a person provides their parents with fancy things, but doesn't treat them nicely, so then that's basically useless. But if a person is unable to provide their parents with fancy things, but he treats them with respect, so that's really valuable. And finally, very interestingly, Rav Chaim concludes the parak by writing that Hashem should save us from averus. So I suspect that the reason why Rav Chaim concludes that way is because he's making reference to a Gemara in Kiddushin that he quoted earlier in the piece, where he wrote that he described that the challenge of the mitzvah of kibud av va'im, and because the mitzvah of kibud av va'im is so challenging to fulfill properly, Rav Chaim writes that Hashem should save us from averus, and we should be zocha to fulfill this mitzvah properly.